We've got a fun topic, interesting topic this morning. Maybe people are looking to have a vehicle that they no longer need. And we've always heard the phrase, you know, donate your ride to Our Lady of the Wayside. They've got their auto sales lot in Elyria. Craig and I happen to go there occasionally. I'm paying attention to the road, Craig, by the way. There's a light right there and a train track. You apparently are rubbernecking to see what's in the lot.
I know, I am. Every day when I go by there.
So we have with us on the line, who's over at the Mr. Bob Werner from Our Lady of the Wayside Auto Sales. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing good today. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing okay. Before we get to some of the things that are at the lot, let's go review this program. I mean, you got a lot of vehicles donated to this program, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, I've had over 200 vehicles since the beginning of the year.
Wow. And I see on your website it says they've raised over $28 million in 22 years of this with all the different vehicles donated. What is the process for somebody to donate a vehicle to Our Lady of the Wayside?
It's pretty simple. All you have to do is call our number, 1-800-368-6262, and we will talk to you about your donation. Once we get your information, all we need is a title signed and notarized. We'll come up, pick up the vehicle free of charge and bring it to our lot. Once I get the car to my lot, I'll price it up and resell it. And whatever I'm able to resell it for is what the donor is able to write off on their taxes.
And what kind of condition can these vehicles be in?
It doesn't matter what kind of condition. We take all kinds of donations.
So, and obviously it's towed there so that even if it may not have perhaps not even running at that time, you'll be able to deal with. And there's obviously different routes of where these vehicles goes based on, you know, what life is left in that vehicle, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes people are coming on the lot just to look for certain parts for vehicles, and I sell them the whole vehicle.
So you get the whole vehicle for the part that they really need. That's an interesting way to, I guess, get parts out of a vehicle is that. What's your responsibility then when these vehicles come in? Are you... You kind of have to, you say, just sort of price them, park it there, and then figure out how they'll sell?
You're right. Whatever the donor tells me is going on with the vehicle, or whatever I find out with what's going on with the vehicle, I write it on the windshield. I don't hold anything back. The vehicles are sold as is. They're able to check them out as much as they want. If they're able to drive on the road, they can take them to their mechanic or take them to the nearest auto parts store to get the codes read. It's up to them, whatever they want to do before they purchase it.
So, Bob, let's talk a little bit about the two vehicles that caught my eye the other day. One is a two-door, a large white car. What is it, and what kind of condition is it in?
That's a 1974 Cadillac Eldorado. Big car. I mean, you could fit a small car in the trunk. It's so big. it's got running and driving. It's got 75,000 miles on it. The body is not in that great a shape. That's where the problem is. The engine and the drivetrain and everything is in good shape. The interior has got the blood red interior inside. And I'm just trying to see what the best price I can get for it for somebody.
Now, Craig called it white. I think it's like an off-white. It almost looks like a cream color. Or is it an actual white color out?
I'd have to say it's actually white color.
Oh, okay. Blood red interior, though.
Yes.
And
that's what everybody's been telling me when they come to look at it. They say, oh, that's the blood red interior.
Wow. Okay.
And this, if I'm correct, is a two-door. And the Eldorados are front-wheel drive, aren't they?
No, this is a rear-wheel drive car.
Ah, okay.
It's got the big engine, I think it's the 455 engine in it. I might be wrong on that, but it's got the huge engine in it.
Wow, what kind of tow truck brought that thing in? Probably a flatbed, I would imagine.
a flatbed. I took that for a drive, and you can't even feel the steering wheel when you're driving. It's just smooth.
I had a chance to drive one of those from a father-in-law who had one for a while, and I thought, wow, it spoiled me for about the 4 months that I was able to drive it, because it's like, it just feels so smooth as you're driving that sort of thing.
It really does, yes. But find a good parking spot for it because you need a lot of room.
Yes, but the trunk space is unbelievable for something like
that.
Oh,
yes.
Well, let's, Bob, talk about the other vehicle that garnered some attention. It appears to me to be a Rolls Royce. You tell me what it is and talk a little bit about it.
Okay, yeah. It's a 1973 Rolls Royce. It's got 56,000 miles on it, original miles. It's a complete car. Everything is there. Some of the it's from 73, so it needs some help on it. One of the windows is the slow motion. The bodywork has been, there's been Bondo in it, but it's been done a nice job of it. It looks all clean and everything. It does run and drive. There is some kind of noise going on in the back end, which I'm unsure of because I'm not a mechanic. I'm just a backyard mechanic.
Wow.
But it does, it'll start up and run or drive around. Everything needs to be updated on it, but everything is there.
Talking this morning with Bob Werner, Our Lady of the Wayside Auto Sales in Elyria, the old former, what was the Ponderosa, if I remember the building that's there, out there. What's the price now? What are these vehicles at priced at today?
The 74 Cadillac I have at $7,400 right now, but I'll take a reasonable offer. The Rolls Royce I have for $9,600. Again, a reasonable offer I would take for that also.
Barbara, these unusual cars for you to receive there, or have you, you know, tell us a little bit about that, too, in terms of what other kinds of vehicles you've received through the years that are a bit, you know, out of the ordinary, maybe.
I've been doing the car donation program for the last 7 years. I've been with the Our Lady of the Wayside Agency for 37 years, and in the 7 years, I've seen quite a selection of cars. Mainly, I get the Fords, the Chevys, the Toyotas, the Hondas, and those go, if they're running and driving, those go really quick. We've had Corvettes on the lot. We've had Porsches on the lot. Right now, I got a big Sterling Semi on the lot.
Wow.
There you go, Bruce, a semi.
Speaking of finding a good parking space, I need a big one for that, too.
Yeah.
I noticed, and maybe it's just on occasion, I come there and it seems like a full lot, and then all of a sudden I'll see and there's like four cars there. Is there like sort of a rush on sales, or what kind of a rhythm of people buying things has there been over time?
Yeah, actually right now is slow for me. I'm really hurting for donations is what I'm at. I need to get some more donations in. Right now, today, I have one car coming in. It's a 09 Chevy Malibu. I have no idea what it looks like or what it runs like, so I don't price it up until I actually have it on the lot. But it has been slow for us. I'm hoping with the spring weather, everybody wants to clean up their yards, and if they can just give us a call, we'll take their donation. It's a real simple process.
Yes, and I know also Craig and I have both have donated cars through this process. I've gone through the website, filled it out, and then received information about letting them. And I told him the time I was driving down the road one way and a tow truck was coming the other way, and it was my vehicle being taken away as we sort of passed in the day as it got parked over there. Is this the one lot for all of the car donations for the Our Lady of the Wayside program?
Yes, it is. It's our only lot. We used to be on Brook Park Road in Cleveland. We moved from there to here 7 years ago.
Okay. And it's Our Lady of the Wayside. It's a great donation program. And, of course, all the things that they do, great work for the Our Lady of the Wayside against the car donation program. Well, Bob, we appreciate your time this morning, having a little fun with us, talking about some of the vehicles we see out there. And it's a chance for people, you know, to check out a vehicle that still has some life left into it.
Appreciate it. I think I sell them for reasonable prices, too. I do it well under Kelly Blue Book.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time, Bob. Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bob Werner joining us this morning from Our Lady of the Wayside Auto Sales there on Elyria. Right before the tracks, you're heading into North Ridgeville on Cleveland Street as well. So that is a Rolls Royce, Craig. You were spot on for that.
I'm thinking, Bruce, if we pooled our resources and maybe got a few more people to go in with us,
right,
it could be our new station vehicle.
Really?
Most radio stations have vans all dressed up,
sure,
gussied up.
Right.
We can pull up in a Rolls Royce. What do you say?
I guess so. I'm still leaning towards the Cadillac, though.
I know.
There is some.
It is one sharp car.
You're
right. It's huge.
The suspension. Yeah. Well, we have a lot of equipment that we could take. So
yes,
we could just put that in the back of our vehicle. And it probably seats eight, I would think. How many can you fit into that? Probably more than you
can.
And
I'm sure it rides like you're on your sofa at home.
Oh, that is so great. Yes, exactly. Well, that was a lot of fun.